The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, RTE have announced Ireland's going to take part, of course, as they would in the 69th Eurovision Song Contest. It's going to be held in Basel in Switzerland. It's in May next year. And they want to hear from artists, performers and songwriters with the talent and ambition to compete and succeed. Two words, talent and ambition, that spring to mind every time I think of one Henry McKean, who is in the RTE canteen for us. Henry, what's the soup like? I hear it says taxpayer subsidised.
Kieran, I'm drinking a flat white here.
Probably costs about 50 cent over there, does it?
It was €2.50, so yeah, a little bit cheaper than what we would pay in the high street or the main street, which would be about €4. And yes, it is subsidised by the licence fee, and it's a nice flat white, and it's the first time to actually broadcast live from the RTE canteen, the reopened RTE canteen. But I have to say, that's not the reason why I'm here to celebrate the canteen. It's as you said, it's Eurovision, and there was that, you know, chance that maybe Ireland wasn't going to enter into Eurovision this year because of the Israel question, but they are. And there was also a big rumor that we were going to bring back a kind of Eurostar type program, like a series, X Factor type show. But the news really is Succession. It's about Succession, and it's about the head of the delegation perhaps stepping down in 2026.
Hi, I'm Michael Keeley. I'm the head of delegation for Eurovision for RTE.
So we're actually coming from inside RTE Radio Centre as we speak. News Talk is inside the Radio Centre. And that little buzz was actually coming from you. Big announcement today. You know, Eurovision, it's back for 2025. Bambi Thug was huge. I was lucky enough to be out there in Malmo with you, coming sixth. You're again the head of the delegation, and you've got new people on the books.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like a never-ending hamster wheel, the Eurovision. I mean, as soon as it's over, it nearly starts again the following week. You know, I'm lucky in this year. I've got a colleague of mine, Claire, who's coming on board to give me a hand, because the actual job of managing our act in Eurovision has gotten a lot more complicated over the last number of years. There's more to do. There's more organisation involved. So we just need another person as well.
We have a big announcement. I've read the information you've sent on. We have a big announcement. What is the big announcement?
Well, the big announcement is that we're once again looking for artists and songs to enter the competition. It's going to be on the Late Late Show in February.
It's back on the Late Late Show.
It's back on the
Late Late. I thought you were going to have a different show altogether.
Well, I was hoping that we might in 2025 have a standalone Eurosong show somewhere else, maybe in a bigger venue, maybe in the Borgash Arena, maybe in the Three Arena, who knows. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen in 2025. We still have a few little minor financial wrinkles to sort out before we get to move it out, I think. But I'm still hopeful that eventually that we will end up with a standalone show or a series of shows.
All right. That's what the kind of head of the delegation had to say. Anyway, I'm kind of astounded listening to anybody in RTE suggest that they should put on a show in the Borgash Energy Theatre. I mean, they've got very short memories over in Montrose. That's all I'd say. Anyway, in terms of the public and what they think of all of this, I mean, have you been speaking to people? Because the Eurovision's a funny one. People give out about it, but I think they love to give out about it.
Yeah, I mean, Toy Show the Musical cost us 2 or 3 million. The Eurovision cost us 350,000, and we're committed to it. But yeah, I did go to Merrion Shopping Centre, tried to stop quite a few people. They said, we work in RTE, but I met these people who don't work in RTE, and I asked, can we win it?
I don't think so. I think those days are long gone. I don't think we'll ever see anything the likes of that ever again, especially nowadays.
How do we get the best act to come forward to represent us in Basel in Switzerland next year?
What's the best, like, what do you say? What is it? What is the best act? You know, like, I mean, people are out there trying to do their best and, you know, and not
and
getting
so
anywhere.
Subjective.
And there's like something about Ireland. I don't know. They don't seem to have any luck, you know.
And Bambi came sixth this year.
Yeah.
Best results since the year 2000.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I mean, there has to, it's like as if Ireland doesn't get a chance. You know, they give everything and they get nowhere. So where do you go from there? I don't know.
How do we win Eurovision again?
No one cares.
You don't think anyone cares anymore?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so, no.
You don't think there's the same love as there was in the past?
I don't know that there was. I think there was more interest in the totting up the marks than there was ever in the songs.
So it was the politics and it was where the votes went.
Well, that was funny, you know. It was entertaining to see.
I think not as much as before, I suppose.
Did you watch last May?
I didn't.
You didn't tune into Malmo?
No.
You didn't watch Bambi come sixth?
No.
You didn't see that roller coaster?
No, I didn't, other than knowing she's from Macroom. No, I don't know much about her.
How do we win it again?
I suppose go back to being very maybe stereotypically Irish people kind of like, you know, that kind of leprechaun Guinness drinking thing. And
we
maybe
need to go back to that.
I think so. I think it might be more successful, something kind of to make people stand out.
So more Bagara.
Yeah, pretty much. I might like it, but it might work.
All right, bit of Bagosh and Bagara. Henry, I understand there's kind of some new people in charge, is that right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. As I said, it's succession. It's about trying to bring Eurovision home once again. Remember, we haven't won it since the 90s. Here is the new co-head of delegation.
My name is Claire Hughes. I'm an executive producer in the entertainment department at RTE. And I have recently been appointed co-head of delegation of the Eurovision Song Contest with Michael.
So, Claire, you're fresh and new, brand new on the scene. For you, can we win Eurovision? Can we go back to those glory days of the 90s?
I think after the success of our entry last year and the performance last year, that we definitely have a lot of hope going forward. And I think that bouncing off Bambi's success, that we are really curious to see what entries come our way this year. And we definitely feel like we've got a big chance in 2025.
And for the people out there that want to enter, they just go on to rte.ie and it's up there. For you, what are you looking for? You're trying to look for something special. Eurovision has changed so much in recent years. It's really got to not only stand out, it's got to be original, it's got to be brilliant, but it's also got to be completely different. And it's impossible to actually predict the trend.
I think it's really impossible to predict what exactly we're looking for. I think Eurovision presents something that is new, fresh, exciting, contemporary. And it's not just about what the song is, it's about the visuals, it's about the performance aspect. So all of that as a combination is what we're looking for this year.
All right, that's what she had to say. But Henry, you have covered many, many Eurovisions at this stage. As you said earlier, you were in Malmo earlier this year. You will be in Basel next year in Switzerland. What do we need to do to win it? Can we win it again?
Well, the closing date for submissions is just 8 weeks away from today. That's 6 p.m. on Monday, November 18th, 2024. We need musicians. We need talent to come forward, not just in Ireland, but Irish people around the world. Or, like, for example, Celine Dion, I think she represented Switzerland. We should just, you know, bring in the grandmother rule and just get someone. We need to do something really different and special and just blow the doors off of Basel. And hopefully we can do something like that. We need to do something amazing. I put this to Michael Keeley.
Well, can we win it? Yes, I think we definitely can. I mean, look how close Bambi came this year. To come in the top 10 is an extraordinary result. You know, it's a very, very hard competition to do well in these days. It's a very, very hard competition to win. But I've every confidence that there's an artist out there, there's a songwriter out there, that this may be their year, 2025 may be the year that they bring Ireland's eighth victory back to back home.
Claire Hughes is now involved. Are you passing over the baton?
Well, I think eventually I'll have to. I think, you know, I think it's only fair that I give somebody else a go at this, of working on this amazing competition. I mean, it truly is one of the greatest television programmes on the planet. And to be involved, as I have been over the last 10 or 12 or 13 years, has been an extraordinary privilege. I'm going to still be involved in 2025, and who knows after that. But I think it's great that somebody else is coming on board and getting a little taste of that experience.
Just last May, Malmo was a roller coaster. We had the left and we had the right, and we had Bambi in the middle. They was getting a hard time from everybody. You know, the question mark is still there about Israel's entry. How are we going to move on from that? We're still going to face questions next year in 2025 about Israel.
Yes, that's true. I think Israel have been involved, I'm pretty certain they've been involved every year since the 1970s. I don't know for certain whether they've entered for 2025, but my bet would be that they are going to be there. So I think it's just one of those things. I mean, they are only one of 40 countries that are involved. And I think that this competition is just a few hours every May where we get to put aside all our differences, everything that divides us, and just we only have to agree on one simple idea, and that is the power of music to unite everybody just for, you know, as I say, a few hours in May.
Michael Keeley wrapping up that report from our own Henry McKean, who, according to Kevin on the text line, would be the one and only winner of Eurostar 2025. Kevin, don't hold your breath.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.